Hello and welcome in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. I am Davey Hudson alongside former Titan Denard Walker, and we appreciate you joining us here today as we get set to talk about the NFL playoff picture. The Titans currently on a bye, so no game for Denard and I to recap today, but there is a lot of craziness going on with the NFL and how everything is shaking out with the playoffs. Little over a month away, Denard. We're in December. We got some big games coming up, but we're almost there. But before we talk about that, I want to ask, do you believe? And Believe in Titans is presented by Bet Online. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the rest of the NBA season and more. Props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. So head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Denard, we'll talk about the Jacksonville game later on this week, but right now it looks as though the Titans are opening up as a double-digit favorite. Line right now is 11 in favor of the Titans coming off of a bye. D, you didn't have the Titans to stress over watching this week. How are you feeling?
I'm actually feeling good today, D. I was really excited about the college football playoffs. I think they need to change the format, but I would like to say congratulations to not Alabama, but Saddy and Coach Luke Fickell. The American Athletic Conference, Debo, will be one of the teams representing this year's college football playoffs. So congratulations to the former Ohio State Buckeye. And he has something in common with the Tennessee Titans. He played on that defensive line in the Rose Bowl in 1997, and he was teammates of Vrabel. So I know Coach Vrabel is excited to see his good friend and former teammate make it to this year's playoffs. So congratulations to Cincinnati. I'm calling the upset, Debo.
I hope you're right, man. SEC pride be damned. Yes. I don't care about that. Just give me Cincinnati and Michigan in the championship game. Denard, you kind of look at the college football playoff just as how it's set up. A lot of things are shaking up to where we thought we were going to get a lot of craziness. But like you said, with Cincinnati, first group of five school to get in, the coaching searches have been unlike anything we've seen whenever it comes to that. Marcus Freeman getting the job at Notre Dame just a couple of years ago. Coach Vrabel offered Coach Freeman a spot on the staff, but he decided to stay at the college ranks, and now he is the head coach for the Fighting Irish. But it's crazy. At least Vrabel, I mean, he saw something there. But college football playoff is set, and there are still a couple of jobs in college still to be filled. But right now, let's turn our attention to the NFL, the Tennessee Titans for starters, because there is some news, Denard, that has happened since you and I last spoke. To get things going, Kevin Byard has been placed on the COVID-19 reserve list, so there is a chance he gets back before we play the Jaguars this coming weekend, but it's not something you want to see. I haven't heard anything about whether he has symptoms or not. But the Titans did activate Logan Woodside, Titans backup quarterback, from the COVID list, so he's at least there. Obviously, you don't want to see him on the field, but it's at least if Ryan does go down. Yeah. I'm just being honest with you, but
I'll feel you.
That's where it's at. Pro Bowl voting is also going on, so go and vote for the Titans. A lot of guys for the Tennessee defense, is that they are up there in the mix, so really would help them out if you go and give them a nod. But right now, we're just hoping the team can get healthy. The Titans did have to play somebody else on IR, Denard, since we last spoke. That was inside linebacker Monty Rice, a position we've already been struggling with. Hopefully, David Long and Rashawn Evans can get back. One of the notes I do want to say is I was incorrect, and I know I've been talking about injured reserve in 3 weeks, but it's actually three games, so the bye week doesn't really impact when guys that got put on IR can come back. So for some of our receivers, they won't be able to, at least Julio can't come back until after the Jacksonville game. AJ's not going to be able to come back until after the Pittsburgh game. So a lot still to be seen there. But that's been the storyline for the Titans, is can they stay healthy? I know right now we're sitting at 8-4. And Denard, as we kind of discussed what has happened today throughout the NFL, it's still insane that the Titans, after tomorrow night, can jump back up and be the number one seed in the AFC. So right now, if we go and we look at the NFL playoff picture, you see that New England is currently the first-ranked team. They're at 8-4, but they do have to play tomorrow. They still have yet to have their bye. Titans at 8-4, the 2 seed. The Ravens at 8-4 are the 3 seed. The Chiefs right now are the 4 seed, but they still have to play later on tonight against the Broncos. The winner of that game will actually be the top dog in the AFC West. So if the Broncos can win, they'll take over that 4 seed right now, but the Chiefs are rolling. Denard, when you look at the playoff picture so far, what's probably the most surprising thing to you?
Well, it's the fact that this team is sitting right now in the AFC, so that's what happens when you win 6 in a row, but unfortunately, they have a game losing streak. So right now, when you're into what we call the meat and potatoes part of the season, this is the fourth quarter, and this is where we talk about teams really setting themselves apart. For Tennessee right now, that's what my sole focus on. It's not really about what's going on in the AFC North or the South, the East or the West. It's about this team's. And Davey, let me say this, is that when you look at when they come back from the bye, you look at the 5 games that remains on their schedule, they only have, 2 of the 5 with a winning record. So that's kind of like the positive. The negative is that what you don't want is what you just mentioned, another player going on IR or the COVID list because, you know, again, this team has been decimated by injuries. So right now it's all about the health. Your health is your wealth in this league. Your health is your wealth in life. But it's about this team coming back and just making sure they can bring some of those missing pieces. Because D, if they don't bring back, you know, guys like David Long Jr., we talked about Monty Rice going on IR. If they don't bring those guys back, then Davey, it's just going to be a long 5 weeks. So we don't want that.
It will be. Fortunately, though, if you need a get right game to get things going, coming back, you get the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're sitting at 2-10. I know we're 8-4, and you throw out the records whenever division rivals get together.
Right.
But this game is at home for the Titans, and I know they really struggled against the Texans. Texans are the only team in the NFL so far that are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. Titans had a perfect opportunity to beat them a couple of weeks ago, but we've chronicled how the Titans really struggle against the bad teams. And so I'm not going to say, yeah, we're definitely beating the Jaguars.
No.
But if there is a team you would want to face right now that is definitely struggling, it is this team. They're also just coming back from all the way in L.A., so they're going to be having traveled a good bit as of late. And the Titans, Vrabel usually does pretty well outside of or coming off of a bye. So this is a perfect opportunity for Tennessee to kind of get things right, improve to 9-4. And it's all there for you. You look at winning the division. That's obviously the first priority because if you do that, you guarantee yourself a playoff spot. And right now the Colts, they were able to get a win over the Texans today. They beat them 31-0. It wasn't a game at all. The Texans' offense is awful. And so it's just more frustrating whenever you go back and you watch how the Titans played them a couple weeks ago. But the Colts, they definitely have a really tough schedule coming up. I mean, they're sitting at 7-6, and I know we're 8-4. So you look at it, they play the Patriots next Saturday, followed by playing the Cardinals the following Saturday. So you look at it right now, the Colts have the top 2 teams in the NFL as far as their respective division or their respective conferences back to back. It is something to where if you're the Titans, obviously they lose them both, perfect. But I mean, surely you would think that they're not walking away with 2 wins there. But again, the Titans, they can finish the same record with the Colts, and the Titans own the tiebreaker since we beat them head to head twice. So that is at least something you can rest easy knowing, because they have been coming on as of late. They really screwed themselves losing to the Bucks the way they did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was coaching.
Yeah, it was definitely coaching. But for the AFC right now, the Titans, as crazy as it seems, they're still there in the thick of things. And I know the past 2 weeks have not been good, but this has been a perfect opportunity for them to get right, and we'll just go from there. Denard, coming off of that bye week, we talked about going into it, like what you need and kind of how you would always prepare. What is it for the Titans players that you're thinking, all right, now we're just jumping right back into game week? I mean, when this episode comes out, it's going to be Monday. And are they going to come in tomorrow, or are they still going to start on Tuesday? How does that normally work?
Well, it depends on the coach. Every coach is different. I hope they had the whole week off, to be honest with you, because when you're tired, excuse me?
I was going to say, as far as like, obviously we've had that week off, but as far as I know, they're probably not going to be doing full practices just because of our health. As far as getting them back in there, getting into the film room, kind of, I guess, does that just depend on the coach?
Yeah, when you come in, when you're coming off of a bye, and so let's say you're getting into the swing of things, one of the things that coaches, he's going to look at his team, and no disrespect, let me just say this, is that pretty much 95% of these players are still banged up. We talked about at this point of the season, no one is feeling good. No one's healthy, not a healthy team. Everybody is fighting through something. So what he's doing is looking at the pieces, and I mean, he is in Coach Vrabel. He's looking at the pieces that he have, and he's saying, okay, what we can and cannot do, because technically a week is not going to heal you. So practices will be very, what we call more learning. You're taking those mental than physical. But again, it's about healing. It's the healing. We know what happened last time, that when Tennessee went to Jacksonville, Davey, Jacksonville had some opportunities to put themselves in positions to win. Unfortunately, the refs didn't do a good job. But again, if you're Tennessee, you will test. So right now, it's just getting ready for Jacksonville. They're not preparing for San Francisco, Houston, or Miami. This theme coming back from the bye week is just getting ready to take on a Jacksonville team that's been, but again, they were struggling the last time, the Titans team, when Titans played them. And then all of a sudden we saw Jacksonville really played them right down to the end. So right now it's not about the next 5 weeks. It's about taking care of business against Jacksonville. And if this team plays Jacksonville the way that they're capable of playing, eliminate the mistakes, get that win, and then you can go on. And but right now the theme this week is getting ready for Jacksonville.
Yeah, right now Jags, as we've seen, they just really struggle on offense. Unfortunately for the Titans, I know our offense hasn't been near as explosive as we had seen when all the guys were healthy. And so you're thinking, if we can get some guys back on defense, there's no reason the Titans shouldn't be able to at least hold them to a few. I mean, I would like to say you should be able to keep them under 10 points. They don't have anything to where it's like, oh yeah, they're able to beat you here on offense. And so if the Titans, you look at the last two games, we've scored 13 in both the Texans game and in the Patriots game. I mean, you got to get back into the 20s. Like, because if you're not getting at that point, the defense, even though they should against Jacksonville, be able to help you out there. But for a lot of these games, it's about putting up some points. And whenever it's cold, at least you can look at the run game and think, all right, well, I know Deontay Foreman, Dontrell Hilliard, they were getting some things going in that department, and the offensive line was kind of getting back into seeing their usual guys playing. So can the run game kind of help take some of the stress and some of the load off of Ryan? Hopefully, if you're Ryan, you don't need him to make those killer mistakes, because, I mean, he's been leading the league in interceptions this year, and I know he's been pressing at times, but no matter what the situation is, whether you have weapons or not, you just can't put the ball in harm's way, because for the most part, our defense has done well enough to where, as long as you don't turn it over, you're going to be in every game. And when we look at the times in which the Titans win the turnover battle versus lose it, the outcome is usually pretty indicative of whatever that margin looks like. We're coming into the final stretch, and I know we're just thinking, all right, just get to the playoffs healthy. Really, you can win two more games. I think you can get in. Right now, if you can go 10-7 on the season, I think with the way the rest of the AFC looks, you're there. So can the Titans beat the Jags and the Texans? If you do that, you're going to get to the playoffs. And granted, I know people are probably saying, well, it doesn't really matter if you can't go deep. But, I mean, the team set out with a goal, and if you can make the playoffs, we at least know anything can happen. It might not be a great chance, but there is a chance. And maybe I'm just wishing for a Christmas miracle, but I would at least like to see what this team can do if they get their weapons back, because we saw this team playing at an elite level earlier in the year. Still don't know the status on Derrick Henry, but I mean, that's kind of what I would want my Christmas wish to be this year, Denard. It's just getting Derrick Henry back for the playoffs. I'm not going to get it.
No.
You're just already calling him done?
Yes. You know why? Because if he tries to come back with that type of injury, he can end up re-aggravating, and it can end up affecting him next year. And what you want is a healthy Derek in the future. We don't want a banged up player right now in a presence that can end up hurting his career. So again, we got to let him go. We got to let it go. We got to let it go. I love the King, but the King is done here. So no, you won't get that. I'm sorry. That's one point you will not be getting.
They call it a Christmas miracle for a reason, Denard. So we're going to continue to believe.
Let it go.
And speaking of Christmas, I do want to say we got something you can give someone for the holiday season coming up, and proud to talk about our next sponsor, Lightbox. Say goodbye to dull gifts. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the brightest gift of the year. Using cutting-edge technology and innovative techniques, they've cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab-grown diamond you can find at a light price of only $800 per carat. They have the same chemical makeup of natural diamonds, but just are grown in a lab. Because of their process, they can create stones in blush pink and beautiful blue, as well as classic white. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the gift they'll never want to take off, priced so they won't have to. They really do make any outfit sparkle. Visit lightboxjewelry.com to add sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's lightboxjewelry.com. Lightbox diamonds, never a dull moment. One of the things that I've been kind of doing is just scouting ahead. I know Jacksonville, we play them a lot, but the Steelers, they just beat the Baltimore Ravens, and just kind of looking at that team, I know the Titans are going to have to go on the road, but that was a really big win for the Steelers. They came back. They were down in the fourth quarter, but they ended up taking a 20-13 lead, and then the Ravens, with little time left, drove down the field. Lamar Jackson had a touchdown late. I think it was to Sammy Watkins. I could be wrong on that, but Lamar Jackson threw a touchdown, and the Ravens decided to go for two. They're down 20-19. They go for two and are unable to come up with the conversion, and so the Steelers walk away with a win. It's just great to see that some things, even though the Titans weren't playing, you were able to get some things go your way as far as the seeding implications go, and you've just got craziness, and that's what I was hoping for, one, because it makes it more entertaining, but the Titans right now can at least think, all right, we can control our own destiny. If the Patriots lose tomorrow, the Titans control their own destiny. Denard, what is it like whenever you can control your own destiny? Because I know you guys were in some situations like that during your career, and just knowing it's on you and you don't have to worry about anybody else and what's going to happen for your playoff future.
It's everything. And let me tell you something. The only way that you can control your own destiny is by winning the next game. Debo, I'm always telling you, the most important game is what?
Well, it would be the next one, Denard.
There you go. I love movies. That's just sweet music. I love when you say that. And you know what? If you lose this game, and we have seen some crazy things this year, and believe me, we both know, a la Houston, this week it's about Jacksonville. They coming back from the bye. They should be well rested. And to the guys that are injured, hope is something that you can't see. I'm just hoping, Debo, for my Christmas, that AJ is feeling a lot better. We know he went out to go with that little injury. And what I'm hoping for is at least get one of your receivers back, because Chester Rogers, Cody Hollister, and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, there are three good receivers. But what you need at the time of year, you need greatness. And I'm going to say that again. You need greatness to set yourself apart. When you talk about that Colts team, D, there's something that the Colts have that they don't. They have their weapons. They have Jonathan Taylor. They have Carson playing well. And right now, that's what Tennessee needs. They need their weapons, especially stretch. So, Debo, you want Derek for Christmas, and I want a Julio. And please, you think, Davey, I can ask Santa Claus for DeNico and Bud Dupree and maybe David Long Jr.? Is that asking too much?
D, whenever it comes to your Christmas miracle, you actually wouldn't get AJ until right before Christmas, because the first game he's coming back, or potentially could come back if he's healthy, then would be the San Francisco game on the 23rd. But yeah, Julio, I mean, it's been something we've been talking about all year. I know you traded to get him, and he's not going to be able to play against Jacksonville, but for that Steelers game, can he do something? It's one of those things, man. We go out and we get a future Hall of Fame receiver. The guy's got zero touchdowns on the year, and I know you can say, well, he had that one against Seattle. Well, they didn't count it, and fortunately because of Derek, you were able to walk away with a win there. But you're going to need Julio to come out healthy. And I don't know, is that asking too much? Because, I mean, we've just seen him be hurt all year.
We're busking too much.
Is like, is that even asking too much? Like,
well, you ruined my Christmas. I know this ruined yours when you said you wanted Derek.
Well, I mean, you look at it, and at least it, like, that's the big thing for this team is just the lack of star power. And if we can't get that, then I don't think Christmas is going to be kind to either one of us, Denard.
It'd be kind. You know, I know. You know what? You know how I know it can be kind. Let's just hope, and let's just ask Santa this Christmas. Let's Santa for Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, Cody Hollister, and Chester Rogers. One, that they stay healthy. And number two, let's ask Santa if these players can just go out there and play the way that they're capable of playing and just makes plays. Because we saw that against New England. Chester got behind New England offense. He should have had, I mean, New England's defense. And he should have had a touchdown pass, but unfortunately the ball was overthrown. So let's just hope and ask Santa that among these three players, let's just hope that one of them can just really take the alpha male lead or the role, much like Dontra Hilliard has. You know, we was talking about our running game, and both you and I both agreed that it was making us sick because of what we were watching. We bring in Adrian, that didn't work. Then it went to Deontay. Jeremy McNichols has been banged up. And then all of a sudden we got our wish. Everything that we've been looking for, we had no reason to complain because Dontrell Hilliard, England, he torched that Patriots defense. So what I think what we need to do is let's just wish and ask Santa, like, listen, let's make sure hopefully Dontrell is healthy and continues to build because he is progressing and turning into a really solid running back. And these three, Nick, Cody, and Chester, they continue to produce because if these four, if they start playing the way that they're capable of playing or just continue to get better and emerge as some playmakers, then you know what, D? I can see this team winning the next five games. They have that ability. So let's just ask Santa for that.
I'll meet you halfway and we'll do that, okay?
Okay, thank you. Right. At least we agree about something.
Yes, and again, we'll talk more about the Titans this upcoming week as they get set to take on Jacksonville and then get settled in for that final stretch of the year. As we look over to the NFC just real quick, because kind of talked about the AFC and we know what we can get there, but some of the big notes that has happened, the fact that the Detroit Lions did get their first win, so they are not winless. They're not going winless. They scored a touchdown on the final play of the game. I know,
Detroit?
To beat the Vikings. So Minnesota right
Detroit.
Now. Yeah, not looking good for Zimmer. I don't see him sticking around much longer. But the NFC right now, if you look at it, Cardinals are at the top. I know they beat us to start the season off. They're 10-2, followed by the Packers at 9-3. The Bucks in third at 9-3. Cowboys holding up the NFC East at 8-4. Rams are also at 8-4 in the first wild card spot, followed by the 49ers at 6-5, and then the Eagles at 6-7. So right now, you got a team filling in the seventh seed in the NFC that currently has a losing record. So it will be interesting to see how that all shakes out. But I don't know, Denard, we've looked at the AFC, we've looked at the NFC. If you had to give a Super Bowl pick right now, who's winning the Super Bowl? Who would you have?
Detroit.
Yeah, okay. Mathematically, they still are alive. Your dream is not dead. Your dream's not dead, Denard.
Oh, my gosh. you know, Davey, I'm sorry, but I just thought about something.
They celebrated like they won the Super Bowl today.
I know, but you know, and I'm not laughing at because I love Mike Zimmer. But do you think that Mike Zimmer is going to end up off what Urban Myers did? Maybe we see him on the internet tomorrow because I know right now with this loss. And there was so much hope, so much optimism in Minnesota. I know those Vikings, the purple, what do they call them? The purple monster eaters or something like that. They are
angry. You played for them? I don't know.
I'm going to tell you, do you see me bragging about playing in Minnesota?
No, you don't.
So again, congratulations. But I'm going to say as far as my Super Bowl team in the AFC this year, the Titans can get some missing pieces back, I'm going with Tennessee. I'm I'm not getting off the bandwagon. I'm going, if they could just get a few of those pieces back, Davey, think about it. If we can just get back DeNico, Bud, David Long Jr., you're talking about Marcus Johnson. Well, I'm not anticipating Marcus coming back.
No, he can't come back.
Soon.
He can't come back. He's on the IR twice.
Julio and AJ, if we can get these players back and the way that Dontrell is running the football, Davey, I have the Titans representing the AFC this year, in this year's Super Bowl. If we can get those pieces back. If not, then I'm going to go with, forgive me for saying this, I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
They've done it 2 years in
a row. Patrick's mad, man.
I mean, they're gonna play here in a bit, so we'll see how that all unfolds whenever they get taken on the Broncos. I just the AFC right now. If I had to tell you, Denard, I just don't see the Super Bowl winner. I don't see the Super Bowl winner actually coming from that conference. I look over right now, my money. It's as crazy as it. Well, actually, it doesn't seem crazy. I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, Tom Brady and the Bucks." I'm not there, man. The best team in the NFL right now, it's the Green Bay Packers. You look at what they have at quarterback. I know the Cardinals have the best record overall. Green Bay Packers, man, they've been to two straight NFC championship games. That's the thing. They have the best team right now, but how are they going to perform once the playoffs get here?
Kyler's going to be ready, baby.
You got Kyler, who's coming off injury. He looked good today. He looked good today, but, I mean, Cliff Kingsbury in the playoffs, Kyler Murray – they're kind of trying to, like, that's going to be a test for them, man. That's going to be a big test.
I got in the NFC this year. Again, I can't argue with that because Aaron Rodgers, that's, to me, I call him Sir Aaron. And I don't put anything past. Hey, hold on. You forgot. You're talking about Green Bay, but you mentioned last year's Super Bowl winners.
I did
Tampa
actually
Bay.
Mention the Bucks.
Excuse me?
I did mention the Bucks.
Well, you, my goodness.
I did. Ooh. I think the Packers are going to have their number this year. Right now, if you look at it, the Packers, I know it went through them last year, but I don't think the Bucks are as good defensively as they were last season. Their secondary really struggles. So if they get up against a high-powered offense, I don't know if they're going to be able to stop them. And I think Tom Brady, yeah, he's going to be able to put up some points, but, I mean, the secondary, as bad as it is in Tampa Bay,
man.
You
love to hate on Tom Brady. That's the problem. You love to hate on TB12. You have something, some kind of vendetta against TB12. I want to know what it is.
What do you have against
the GOAT?
I'm talking about the defense for the Bucks right now is the reason. I didn't even mention the offense. I think they got some studs. You talk about Leonard Fournette, what he's been able to do. I know he's one of your LSU boys.
Devin White, LSU.
I mean, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, those are some great guys. Rob Gronkowski's been playing well. I think their offense is there, but I think the Packers have the best defense in the NFL right now.
Well, I'm going to stay out that NFC. I'm going to say this. Boy, Detroit.
All right.
Detroit.
Okay. on that note, Denard, I think it's about time we call it a day. We'll be back later on to talk about the Titans versus the Jaguars. It's a must win if you really look at it. I mean, it's a lot's hanging on that one. And if they can't beat Jacksonville, then the season's over at that point. I'll go ahead and say it. But there we are. All right. Well, for Denard Walker, I am Davey Hudson. You have been listening to Believe in Titans, presented by Bet Online on the Believe Podcast Network. We appreciate you joining us. And as always, Titan up.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We are available on all your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can follow along to keep up with all the latest Titans information on Twitter at Believe Titans. That's BLEAVTITANS. And hey, if you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact Believe at Believe.com.